Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting fifth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laker. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Everett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Borchard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Burke. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rowand hits a line drive towards third. Blake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. Laker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blake hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blake moves to second. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone strikes out. 1 out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laker strikes out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Borchardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hafner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe strikes out. 1 out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Burke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Burke reaches second base with a double. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Merlone is 0-for-1 in the game. Merlone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Merlone reaches second base with a double. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Burley covering, for the out. Merlone moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laker is 0-for-1 in the game. Laker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Lawton reaches second base with a double. There goes Belliard trying to get to home. Rowand throws the ball into Alomar, who relays the ball to Burke, who tags Belliard, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett strikes out. One out. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borchardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Borchardt strikes out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hafner is hit by the pitch. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Merlone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Merlone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hafner moves to second. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crisp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hafner moves to third. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Burke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rowand is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowand bunts towards the mound. Subathia fields it and throws to first for the out. Burke moves to second. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Laker for a passed ball. Burke moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burke tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laker is 0 for 2 in the game. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burley, and towards Uribe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Burke and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawton strikes out. There goes Vizquel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Cliff Polite now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 2 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Borchardt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borchardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Borchardt strikes out. Two outs. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uribe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 2 in the game. Creed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hafner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Merlone hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damaso Marte now pitching. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crisp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Broussard now playing first base. Bob Horry now pitching. Timo Perez pinch hits for Jamie Burke. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Laker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowand strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Davis now catching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shingo Takatsu now pitching. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laker is 0 for 3 in the game. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a line drive into right field. Borchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Willie Harris pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 3 in the game. Everett hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Borchard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Harris. The throw from Laker and he is safe. Harris steals second. Joe Borchard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borchard is 0 for 3 in the game. Borchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Harris trying to get to home. Belliard throws to Laker who tags Harris for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.